local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, a few showers in the mix already this morning. We'll get more from our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, coming up. 72 now. Let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've got a perfect start to our Tuesday morning so far. Mobile Police Department, County, and State troopers are clear. It's a beautiful ride from Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Ford along 9831 and across the Bayway, the Causeway. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, you're also clear. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to SilverCreekRange.com and hit the info request button. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
This is Jim Foley, managing partner at Fairhope Brewing Company. We at Fairhope Brewing would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to everyone in Lower Alabama who has shown their support for us over the past few weeks. It is only because of this support, being buying a t-shirt from our online store, buying our products at your local grocery store, or by buying directly from us in Fairhope, that we have made our way through these unprecedented times. Thank you again for your continued support. And thank you for your patience as we slowly reopen our taproom.
Find out more online, fairhopebrewing.com.
Now, I don't know how deep the dive was, but it looks like it was somewhere that you would probably for sure have to do a decompression for 10 minutes or so with that thing in the water.
What's that thing?
The white shark. I don't know how great he was, but another white shark in the Gulf spotted, and that's how we get started on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Good morning. I'm Sean Sullivan. There's Dalton Norwig. We'll have more on that story coming up in just a little bit. As much as I, you know, kind of roll my eyes when the TV news rolls with the sharks spotted off the beach story, I often say, where are they supposed to be? Where they do. But when you get a great white in the Gulf, it's newsworthy. We'll talk about that. Maybe something that'll get our minds off of the regular news stories, news cycle. Maybe things getting back to normal. I don't know. There's a lot to be talked about as we get started, because are we getting back to normal after a big holiday weekend? We're talking about a second spike or a first spike in a lot of places with coronavirus. And that's how we start off this morning, like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours each weekday morning. Coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton Orwig has the latest.
Yeah, Sean. So in the USA, we're now up to 1,706,000 total positive cases of coronavirus and nearing 100,000 deaths. The number right now, 99,805. But you also have over 464,000 Americans that have now recovered from the virus. Yesterday, there were 19,790 new cases added, the highest number since May the 8th. Only 505 deaths reported nationally yesterday. That's the lowest number since March 29th, and that's after only 617 were reported on Sunday, which was also a new low since March 29th. We've seen a steady drop in the number of daily deaths since it peaked back on April 21st. On that day, 2,683 Americans died due to COVID-19. So obviously, you don't want to see one death, but with only 505 reported yesterday, look at that as some good news. According to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, which tracks the number of national test results up until 3 p.m. every day, there were 441,248 tests nationally yesterday, which is a new high, and there have been 14,600 104,942 total tests nationally since the pandemic began. Now, looking at Alabama, 14,986 confirmed cases in the state. That's after adding 510 new cases yesterday, 330 on Sunday, and 411 on Saturday. The seven-day average for daily new cases is at a high of 414 per day, and the 14-day average also at a high. It's now at 344 cases per day. Now, 4,777 test results came in yesterday, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. We've had over 192,000 total tests in the state of Alabama and 76,000 in the last 2 weeks. But you take that number, 4,777 test results from yesterday with 510 new cases, the percent positive rate for yesterday was 10.6%. It's been around 8% for the last 4 weeks. And we've averaged 5,039 tests per day over the last week, 4,500 over the last 14 days. Both of those averages are lower than their peaks. So we saw a spike in cases, but the testing numbers are at the same or even lower than they've been the last few weeks.
Okay.
We need more testing. And I don't know. It sounds like the testing is available.
Yeah, let me just throw in Mobile County Health Department sent us something last week. Any of their locations, as long as you make an appointment, you do not have to have symptoms, you can get tested.
I think what we're seeing are fewer people going out and getting the test.
Yeah, because they're all partying this weekend.
That's what it is. So the testing number is not lining up with the new cases. We need more testing, more people to get out there and get the test. Looking at some other numbers, 566 have now died in the state of Alabama due to COVID-19. There were 15 deaths reported yesterday after only two on Sunday, eight on Saturday, and 12 on Friday. You might remember we hit our peak of daily deaths on Tuesday, May the 12th, when there were 37 that reportedly died. The seven-day average of daily deaths is at 11 per day, the two-week average at 12 per day. Those averages are on their way up now after dropping to a monthly low last week. And also, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health, there have been 7,951 presumed recoveries from COVID-19 in Alabama, although they have not updated that number since at least Friday. There were 22 new hospitalizations in the state yesterday, which brings the number of total hospitalizations since March 13th to 1,641, and there are reportedly 454 people currently hospitalized with coronavirus. The last 4 days, hospitalizations have been lower than Tuesday through Thursday of last week, but if you look at the month of May as a whole, the numbers have been pretty consistent over the last 3 weeks. Now, at a local level, Mobile County has over 2,033 positive cases now, with 111 deaths, and over 19,400 people have been tested. If it were one test per person, that would be 4.7% of Mobile County's population, but we know that multiple people have had multiple tests.
Sure.
So that kind of changes that number a little bit, but still, it's great to see testing rising in Mobile County. The same in Baldwin County. There's 274 positive cases now for Baldwin with 9 deaths, and 7,175 tests have been administered. That would be about 3.2% of Baldwin County's population. 65 positive cases in Washington County with 5 deaths, 109 cases in Clark County with 2 deaths, 33 positive cases in Monroe County with 2 deaths, 43 cases with 3 deaths in Escambia County, 144 cases and 4 deaths in Choctaw County, 28 cases and 1 death in Kanawha County, and then 118 cases with 7 deaths in Wilcox County. And then comparing the three big counties here in Alabama that have been hit hardest by coronavirus. I mentioned Mobile's number, 2,033 positive cases. That's compared to Jefferson County, which has 1,630. And Montgomery, the new hotspot, their numbers are rising rapidly. Montgomery County now with 1,274 positive cases. There have been 111 deaths in Mobile County, 91 in Jefferson County, and 33 deaths in Montgomery County.
Yeah, speaking of Montgomery County, over the last 2 to 3 weeks, hospitals in Montgomery have seen an alarming number of COVID-19 patients coming through their doors. More on this from the mayor of Montgomery, Stephen Reed.
We've seen marginal improvement. We have probably 7% of ICU beds. The hospitals believe that this is manageable, but it's not sustainable. And that's what they're sharing with me, is that they are concerned about PPEs. They are concerned about their beds. They are concerned about ICUs, and as well as just the overall resources that are dwindling.
Right. So Montgomery, even though, yes, Mobile still the highest number of cases, Montgomery, if you look per capita, Getting pretty close. I can do the math here, but Montgomery, about half the population, Montgomery County, about half the population of Mobile County. Let's see. Montgomery County is 225,736. Mobile County, 413,757. So 2,033 cases in Mobile County, 1,274 cases in Montgomery County. I don't have the calculator in front of me, but looks like to be on pace with maybe having the most cases per capita.
And it took weeks to get to that point.
But now it seems to be spiking.
Yeah, it seems to have spiked in Montgomery County. But I think even though Montgomery, you don't think of the city of Montgomery being rural compared to other cities in Alabama.
Right.
We have some very small towns. And I think that we're going to see this, if we're not already seeing it, over the next few weeks, especially some of these smaller towns that have yet to be hit hard by coronavirus might be hit, you know, hard for whatever would be considered a bad time for those towns. I think we're going to see more and more rural areas become hotspots over these next few weeks after the cities seem to have taken the brunt already.
Stephen Reed yesterday morning was saying on CNN, he said the easing of restrictions in Alabama has given people a false sense of security. What we're seeing is kind of a split community where you have people who believe this is over and have decided they're going to get back to their normal way of life, and they're willing to take the risk. What they're not considering is the risk they're reposing on others. They don't seem the symptoms in themselves. One thing I've heard of is people saying, well, be after a big holiday weekend. And you can go back to remember when the mayors of Dolphin Island, Gulf Shores, and Orange Beach called for the beach closure by the state during spring break. You hear talk now that they're worried that people went to, you saw some video over the weekend of some big parties. I'm going to tell you, I was on Dolphin Island, and while I saw some masks and some things, it wasn't really that different than a regular Memorial Day weekend on Dolphin Island.
Yeah, and even though I was at Gulf Shores last weekend, not over Memorial Day weekend, I could say the same was happening there. It seemed that the only people wearing masks outside of a small percentage of customers were basically the people that worked in these businesses were the only ones wearing masks.
I went into, so this is all anecdotal, other than, you know, I know a lot of people think that they see something one time, that's the way it always happens. I know that that could be different, but anecdotally, I went into one of the convenience stores on Dolphin Island on, it's all, you know, with Monday being the holiday, I think it was Sunday, I went in there, and probably middle of the day, and it was packed at this convenience store. And there were maybe two people out of 25 plus in there that had masks on. Now, they have the lines where you're supposed to stand and all that, but how much of that is Kabuki Theater? Because if you're going into the beer cave, you're closer to the other person. If you're standing there getting a Slim Jim, you're closer to the other person. Then you go stand 6 feet apart. I don't know. And you look around the country with people going out for whatever their holidays are, and then coming back home, there's officials some places going, oh, we're scared of people coming back with COVID-19. I don't know. I know that the country is ready to get back to work. The country is ready to be moving on. Now, they're now talking about a second spike in coronavirus cases. We'll talk about that by the numbers coming up in just a little bit. All right, on the way in sports, how about golf, too, yesterday?
Yeah, we had some live sports on TV, Memorial Day charity match. It was actually on Sunday between Peyton Manning, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Tom Brady. I'll let you know who won that and some of the trash talk that went on in Florida. And also, we had a few NASCAR races over the weekend, but one Cup Series race on Sunday that I'll tell you about coming up in sports.
All right, 620 news headlines from WKRG next.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to talk to you again about the benefits of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Aside from the thorough 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Subaru has rates as low as 0.99%. Being a part of the Kobe family gives you access to our fleet of courtesy vehicles. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your purchase worry-free. You can begin your purchase online at KobeSubaru.com or visit our showroom located on the I-65 service road. Our staff is committed to providing excellent service, and remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you. Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two people were rushed to the hospital after an overnight shooting at the Summer Tree Apartments on Azalea Road. Officers say a third person was also hurt when a bullet flew through her apartment. Shooting happened around 10:40 last night. One neighbor said he heard 20 gunshots. Crews continue to search for two men last seen struggling to swim in Perdido Pass. The men have been identified as 28-year-old Ryan Guy and 22-year-old Darius Robinson. Both are from New Orleans. They disappeared in the water Sunday evening. Their loved ones are now praying for a miracle as the search resumes this morning. The city of Mobile will honor three heroes who jumped into action when an apartment building caught fire last week. Quinn Parrish and two others rushed to rescue more than 20 people from a burning building at the Summer Place Apartments last Wednesday. Mayor Sandy Simpson says the heroes will be honored before the city council meeting today. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You've heard about CBD, but do you really know about CBD? Take a few minutes to learn why so many of your friends and family now use CBD for its natural health benefits. Your CBD store of West Mobile will explain how it works with the body and the many products on the market. Your CBD store is locally owned and sells only third-party lab-tested, high-quality products. Owner Joe Brown is more than happy to discuss the science of CBD with you. Call today, 260-3223. Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
In times like these, when we don't know what tomorrow brings, the work we do at Morgan & Morgan becomes even more important. Our technology, remote resources, and diversified team are battle-tested and ready to represent you from the comfort of your home, wherever you are, whenever you need. We are here for you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
Injured? Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, 622 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. There were some live sports on TV over Memorial Day weekend. On Sunday, Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning defeated Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady by one hole after a rainy round at Medalist Golf Club in Hobie Sound, Florida.
Tiger with the putter in hand on his home course for the win.
What a putt.
All right, well, that ought to do it. Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, the winners of Capital One's The Match.
See, now that's where fans would normally be clapping if fans were allowed onto the course. The charity match raised over... That's perfect.
Thank you.
Great soundtrack.
Pretty good golf clap.
The charity match raised over $20 million for COVID-19 charities. Here's Peyton Manning talking about the good they did.
Knowing that $20 million was raised and helping people that are really going through tough times. It was an honor for Tom and I both to be invited by Phil and Tiger to play in this match, and really something I'll always remember and cherish.
The format called for the foursome to play best ball on the front nine. Peyton and Tiger started off hot, while Brady had trouble finding the fairway. Manning and Woods would go up by three holes on the front nine, but Brady hit the shot of the day when he holed out for birdie on the seventh hole just after Charles Barkley told him that he could beat him in a round.
Go in! Yeah! Oh, my goodness!
Oh, you made it!
Wow!
Take a second. Are you kidding me?
Wow. That's Charles Barkley laughing uncontrollably. Brady also split his shorts in the back at some point on the front nine, had to change into some Under Armour rain pants. The change must have helped because he and Mickelson had a better back nine. They won two holes, but were unable to get the win.
Broke out of his drawers.
He tore right through them. Next up, the PGA Tour is set to return on June 11th with the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. The tour has said it will not allow fans for at least 1 month. And the NASCAR Cup Series ran its third race in the last week on Sunday in a six-hour broadcast of the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Brad Keselowski beat Jimmy Johnson in overtime by less than a second. It was Keselowski's first win of 2020. Johnson, who finished second, was later penalized for his car's rear alignment. He dropped to 40th. With the race going an extra five laps, the race ended up at 607.5 miles, the longest race by distance in NASCAR history. 625, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Silver Creek Range is Mobile's only 1,000-yard shooting range and now accepting new members. Silver Creek Range offers all types of ranges to include tactical ranges, moving and shooting ranges, along with multiple pistol, rifle, and shotgun ranges. Silver Creek Range is set on 160 beautiful acres in Chunchula, just off Highway 45 and just minutes from just about anywhere in Mobile County. To find out how to become a member, please visit SilverCreekRange.com and click on the information button.
Good morning, everyone. From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear from Tillman's Corner at Theodore, Halls Mill, Range Line Road, and 90 looks good for the 1065 split and traveling each direction across the Bayway. So far, Daphne, Spanish Ford, all the way to Malbus and Loxley, and I-10, we're clear. Market in the Park will be back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Cathedral Square, stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 728 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill Williams on the way. We'll get the work week forecast, which I'll say right now, preview includes a lot of what's been going on out there overnight, some rain in the mix. But then this next weekend coming up, looking forward to that. We'll talk about that as well in just a few. Also, the Montgomery story is a little bit bigger here, too. People asking about, did the mayor do his job before people even went to party for Memorial Day? We'll talk about it.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney. KRG News 5 this morning. Two people were rushed to the hospital after an overnight shooting at the Summer Tree Apartments on Azalea Road. Officers say a third person was also hurt when a bullet flew through her apartment. Shooting happened around 10:40 last night. One neighbor said he heard 20 gunshots. Crews continue to search for two men last seen struggling to swim in Perdido Pass. The men have been identified as 28-year-old Ryan Guy and 22-year-old Darius Robinson. Both are from New Orleans. They disappeared in the water Sunday evening. Their loved ones are now praying for a miracle as the search resumes this morning. The city of Mobile will honor three heroes who jumped into action when an apartment building caught fire last week. Quinn Parrish and two others rushed to rescue more than 20 people from a burning building at the Summer Place Apartments last Wednesday. Mayor Sandy Simpson says the heroes will be honored before the city council meeting today. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You know, these days, delivery is the new norm. And to that point, I saw a mobile tire service the other day. Speaking of which, I got Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire, on the phone. 2U Tire brings a tire store to you. Scott, now how does this work?
We have a huge sprinter van with a European tire changer, balancer, precision balance tools, a flat repair station, and tire pressure sensors all on board.
Oh, that's cool. So you bring the tires with you?
Yes. Instead of selling someone whatever we have in stock, we work with our clients to determine the exact tire to fit their needs and their expectations, then bring the tires with us to install. For fleets, that means on the job site or possibly after the vehicles get back at the end of the day.
That's so important for business owners and fleet managers, especially right now. So how can folks get in touch with you?
We can be reached at 251-415-5500 or logging on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's great to hear the creativity here and that you're doing so well helping out folks along the Gulf Coast. Y'all stay safe and we're going to check back with you again real soon.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Special report, coronavirus update. The World Health Organization has put its hydroxychloroquine trial on hold following the results of a new study suggesting the drug's use on COVID-19 patients can be dangerous.
The WHO revealed in Monday's briefing that it paused its hydroxychloroquine trials around the world after the results of this study, which used both chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine with and without other antibiotics. It was published in the journal Lancet on Friday. The study suggests a 34 to 45% increased risk of death from the drug with or without other antibiotics being used, and a roughly 250 to 400% increased risk in heart problems such as arrhythmias. Experts warn against taking hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine outside of clinical trials or outside a hospital. I'm Jim Roop.
Britain has authorized the use of the experimental drug remdesivir for COVID-19 patients. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Shale drillers helped turn the U.S. into the world's top oil producer, topping 13 million barrels a day earlier this year. It likely will be years, if ever, before they reach such heights again. That's a growing view among top oil and natural gas experts who say the pandemic is going to thin the ranks of shale companies and leave survivors that are smaller, leaner, and less able to pursue growth at any cost. Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit has failed on its first attempt to launch a test satellite into space aboard a rocket carried aloft by a Boeing 747 and released over the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Southern California. The inaugural launch had appeared to be going well until moments after the rocket was dropped from beneath the left wing of the jumbo jet. There's no immediate word on what went wrong. Stanley Ho, the Macau casino tycoon who was considered the father of modern gambling in China, died today in Hong Kong at the age of 98. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply higher open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/start for details. That's homeadvisor.com/start.
Your employees and customers have new expectations when it comes to cleanliness. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. A trained Cintas technician can apply disinfectant and sanitizer spray to common surfaces. And we'll keep you well stocked with gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes, professional cleaning supplies, and PPE. Just a few ways Cintas can help you keep your business safe. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Okay, we're going to keep this quick.
Because at Blaze Pizza,
artisanal quality at crazy fast speed is what we're all about.
Fresh dough made from scratch daily.
Walk the line and choose any toppings you'd like.
It's all one price.
Then it's just 180 seconds in our blazing hot oven
for fast bar perfection.
That's Blaze Pizza. Sound good?
Then come check us out and build your own pizza at Blaze Pizza.
Open now at Legacy Village in Mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so the rain generally, at least down on Dolphin Island, held off over the weekend and then showed up here to get started with the work week. That's not bad. I'll take that.
Yeah, it did work out nicely. We've only had 2.09 inches of rain so far for the month of May, and the normal rain is over 5 inches. So we got a ways to go, but we could add to it this week. We've got a situation now where there's an upper air low pressure system that's out over Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas. It's just sitting there, and underneath it is a weak cold front that's stalled. Combination of that is going to give us some shower and thunderstorm activity across Mississippi and Alabama for the next 2 to 3 days. And at the end of the week, it'll finally dissipate, and we'll see some drier air come in over the weekend. And that means that we'll see a pretty good weekend for Saturday, Sunday with more sunshine. But as for today, it'll be mostly cloudy with a good chance for some shower and thunderstorm activity this afternoon. The high today will be in the low 80s. Now, the normal high temperature this time of the year is all the way up now to 86 degrees. Now, tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll likely see some shower and thunderstorm activity in the evening hours, low tonight around 70. And then for tomorrow and Thursday, a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms with most of the activity during the afternoon and early evening. The high on Wednesday, mid-80s, and then upper 80s on Thursday. And then the end of the week, Friday, mostly sunny, with a few scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. Saturday, same thing, just a few afternoon thunderstorms, upper 80s, and plenty of sunshine on Sunday, with a high in the upper 80s. So some drier air comes in and reduces the rainfall activity for the weekend.
That's good. We'll get our rain during the week and our sun during the weekend. And is this going to be a soaker this week, just on and off rain? What do you think?
Just on and off. Right now, of course, if you were over in, say, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas, you'd be saying, when is it going to let up? But we're on sort of the eastern edge of it, but still enough so that we'll see some scattered shower and thunderstorm activity for today, tomorrow, and on into Thursday. And as I mentioned, it'll decrease Friday and over the weekend.
Hey, it'll make the tomato plants happy this week.
It's
a good thing. Hey, now we're flirting with the edge of the official start of hurricane season 2020. Anything you're watching out there in the tropics?
Well, actually, right now we've got a low-pressure area in the eastern Gulf of Mexico that formed over the last 24 hours, and it's actually moved into the Florida Peninsula. It's expected to move up the east coast over the next couple of days. The winds in the upper atmosphere over that area are too strong for it to develop, especially when it gets out off the coast of Georgia and the Carolinas. But we're going to watch it. It may end up possibly something like Arthur. But right now, it looks like it'll just become a big rain area on the eastern seaboard.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, tropical weather expert, with his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long, even before and after, if there's something going on out there. Coming up, we'll check in with Kane with traffic. I got a note from him. Left lane blocked off from a wreck at I-65 southbound between Airport and Government. Details coming up in just 1 minute.
Hey, this is Steve Powers, and I want to share some information that's very important if you own your own business. I'm going to lean on Richard Taylor, senior partner at the Taylor Martino Law Firm, to discuss business interruption coverage.
Obviously, COVID-19 has interrupted your business, maybe even shut it down. Get your insurance policy and call Taylor Martino. If you contact your insurance agent and file a claim, they're going to tell you there's no coverage. We disagree. You need to get your policy out. You need to make sure you got business interruption. Call your insurance agent, tell them you're going to file a claim, and file a claim.
And what if they've already contacted their insurance agent and been sent a denial letter?
Bring it to me. I'll look at it, and then we'll decide what your options are. More likely than not, you'll have to file a lawsuit. Protect your family, protect your business. Contact Taylor Martino by phone, FaceTime, or email.
Don't settle for no when it comes to business interruption coverage. Contact Richard Taylor, senior partner at the Taylor Martino Law Firm.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning from the LambertsCafe.com traffic center. We do have wet roadways in Mobile, right downtown, and again in some of the listening areas, so be careful. Also, you see one new accident southbound 65 between Airport and Government. Officers are working some radar also across the Bayway and the Causeway, but we have light traffic. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Robertsdale is open through appointment only. They've got a great sale on their 20 mil wear layer engineered waterproof vinyl plank with stone polymer core. Lots of color choices starting at only $2.99. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. And three big things, top news stories of the day on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Congress weighs in on the choice of go big on virus aid or hit pause. This is also pretty interesting looking at over the weekend. This is intra-party. This is intra. So I mean, you have what the Democrats are asking for, you know, which is huge. And then but within the Republican Party, there's disagreements. And this is what I told you I thought would happen is, if you start this process of federal largesse, putting money into the system to keep it going, at some point, maybe, you have to say no. Mm-hmm. When do you say no? When is the last tranche of money? When you start it, when do you stop it? And the second you stop it, then there's going to be a group out there, or somebody says, I'm affected and I never got help. This person over here got help. That person over there got help. But I didn't get any help.
Right. And it makes sense that there's a rift in the Republican Party, because you have some Republicans that probably think we should have never given any money for the stimulus. But then you have, I'm sure, a number of Republicans who don't want to pay for all the things that the Democrats put in the bill, but still want to see trillions of dollars handed out to small businesses or American citizens.
When do they say no? Mm. We'll talk about that. Alabama Secretary of State also confirming absentee ballots will be only vote-by-mail option. We'll talk more about VBM going forward. Maybe we'll talk about that this morning as well. When we're joined by former Senator Jeff Sessions, of course, over the extended weekend, had a little back and forth between Sessions and Tuberville, but a lot of back and forth between Sessions and Trump. Jeff Sessions joins us in the 8 o'clock hour to talk more about that here on Mobile Mornings. So that is coming up. And if you got questions specifically for Jeff Sessions, you can always text those in to 343-0106, 343-0106. All right, over the weekend, too, it wasn't just here. Now, I can only speak specifically what I saw in our area, and that was it didn't seem like a big change from any Memorial Day weekend in the past, other than the fact that the actual reason for Monday being off and, you know, remembering our war dead was different. Mobile had a just video feed on their Facebook for South Alabama Veterans Commission. I know on Dauphin Island, they had chairs set up and blocked off there at the water tower mm-hmm. for the Memorial Day, but you couldn't just show up. You had to be spaced out there. Those things changed, but you went to the convenience stores, you were out on the water. You looked at the people in boats, and Jessica, it looked kind of the same to me. Now, that was at least reported around the country, where we had what was the story over the weekend? And the story of the weekend stands out because somebody shot at Baldwin County Sheriffs and law enforcement 20 to 25 times. Jeez. They said, as they tried to break up a party that had 300 people there. I want to get more into that. That story seems to have moved on or something. I would focus on that. But also around the country, I know, like, you saw big lake boat parties going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one in particular that's catching the ire of people, the Lake of the Ozarks.
I know that place.
They had massive, I don't know, parties or just people showing up in pools and there in the lake. But it seems like the brunt of the criticism has gone towards the Lake of the Ozarks. But all around America, there were big Memorial Day parties.
Yeah, Mandy Gaither has more on that.
If you haven't flown since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, things at the airport are definitely different. But it's not just the practically empty arrival and departure halls that you'll notice. The Transportation Security Administration has implemented changes at checkpoints. When you come up to the first TSA agent, you will no longer hand them your boarding pass. Instead, you will scan and hold it yourself as they do a visual check. Don't make security dig through your stuff. Since food sometimes needs extra inspection, fast-track this process by having them separated from your carry-on. Take extra time when packing to make sure you don't have any prohibited items in your bags. One change, due to COVID-19, TSA will allow you to bring one hand sanitizer bottle up to 12 ounces in your carry-on. While in line, you will notice efforts to keep space between travelers and TSA agents. TSA agents will be wearing masks, and travelers are encouraged to do so as well. You may be asked to adjust or remove it during screening. These latest updates will go along with changes that airport security has already implemented. I'm Melissa Rainey.
All right, let me actually get the correct cut in here. So I've got a shake of the cobwebs off after an extra day off. Here's Mandy Gaither to talk about what Dalton had mentioned at Lake of the Ozarks and what the response from Missouri's health director is.
It was the first big test for Americans in this pandemic. States loosening restrictions for the holiday weekend. But for some, all of that fun has now turned to fear at the future. Montgomery, Alabama Mayor Stephen Reed concerned over crowded beaches in his state.
It gives me pause to think about what we may see the next week or two when people get back to their communities from vacationing down the Gulf Coast.
While some heeded warnings, it seems others did not. No social distancing, no masks. In Alabama, some crowds celebrated closely at beaches. In Missouri, a packed pool party, as officials now urging self-quarantine for 14 days. In Illinois, hundreds defied stay-at-home orders at a biker bar.
We still have a little bit ways to go to beat this virus. We're just not there yet, and we have to get people to understand that, or we're going to have a second wave that's going to cost us much more than it already has.
All of this as Johns Hopkins University shows the U.S. inching closer to 100,000 coronavirus deaths. The World Health Organization's Dr. Mike Ryan says globally there may be a second peak within this first wave of cases.
The disease can jump up at any time. We cannot make assumptions that just because the disease is on the way down now that it's going to keep going down.
And Ryan warns a second peak or wave could come during the normal flu season. I'm Mandy Gaither reporting. It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to talk to you again about the benefits of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Aside from the thorough 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Subaru has rates as low as 0.99%. Being a part of the Kobe family gives you access to our fleet of courtesy vehicles. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your purchase worry-free. You can begin your purchase online at KobeSubaru.com or visit our showroom located on the I-65 service road. Our staff is committed to providing excellent service. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you, you, you. It's all about you, you, you.
Industry leader UniFirst is committed to supporting Gulf Coast frontline workers and salute folks across this great country working hard, caring for our neighbors, and keeping our economy strong. UniFirst supplies hygienically clean workwear and facility services, as well as masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectants, and cleaning supplies. These critical products ensure our community has a healthy experience and environment. Learn how UniFirst can help you present a professional image and provide a safe work environment. Visit UniFirst.com today. This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market, keeping their shelves full of the freshest fruits and vegetables straight off the farm. From the Allegri Farm Market family to yours, stay safe, stay healthy. Allegri Farm Market in Daphne.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two people were rushed to the hospital after an overnight shooting at the Summer Tree Apartments on Azalea Road. Officers say a third person was also hurt when a bullet flew through her apartment. Shooting happened around 10:40 last night. One neighbor said he heard 20 gunshots. Crews continue to search for two men last seen struggling to swim in Perdido Pass. The men have been identified as 28-year-old Ryan Guy and 22-year-old Darius Robinson. Both are from New Orleans. They disappeared in the water Sunday evening. Their loved ones are now praying for a miracle as the search resumes this morning. The city of Mobile will honor three heroes who jumped into action when an apartment building caught fire last week. Quinn Parrish and two others rushed to rescue more than 20 people from a burning building at the Summer Place Apartments last Wednesday. Mayor Sandy Stimson says the heroes will be honored before the city council meeting today. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Maaco Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Maaco Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook. The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
10 till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Hey, we had some live sports on TV over Memorial Day weekend. On Sunday, Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning defeated Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady by one hole after a rainy round at Medalist Golf Club in Hobie Sound, Florida.
Tiger with the putter in hand on his home course for the win.
What a putt.
All right, well, that ought to do it. Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, the winners of Capital One's The Match.
The charity match raised over $20 million for COVID-19 charities.
No one that $20 million was raised and helping people that are really going through tough times. It was an honor for Tom and I both to be invited by Phil and Tiger to play in this match, and really something I'll always remember and cherish.
While play between the two teams became very serious and there was less trash talk than expected, Alabama alum and PGA pro Justin Thomas went after Auburn alum and noted golf enthusiast Charles Barkley on the Turner broadcast.
Chuck, I'd love to see your fat ass try to jump a basketball right now.
JT, you can't call me fat on TV. That's bullying. I'm going to call HR on you.
Yeah, it was like that all day between the two. The format called for the foursome to play best ball on the front nine holes. Peyton and Tiger started off hot, while Brady had trouble finding the fairway. Manning and Woods would go up by three holes on the front nine. Brady hit the shot of the day, though, when he holed out for birdie on the seventh hole, just after Charles Barkley told him that he could beat him in a round. That's Barkley laughing uncontrollably. Brady also
yucking it up.
And Brady split his shorts in the back at some point on the front nine, had to change into some Under Armour rain pants, and that must have helped because he and Mickelson had a better back nine. They won two holes but were unable to get the win. Next up, the PGA Tour is set to return on June 11th with the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. The tour has said that it will not allow fans for at least a month. The NASCAR Cup Series ran its third race in the last week on Sunday in a six-hour broadcast of the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Brad Keselowski beat Jimmy Johnson in overtime by less than a second. It's Keselowski's first win of 2020. The race seemed all but over with two laps to go. Chase Elliott held a three-second lead on Keselowski. Then Elliott's teammate William Byron spun out to send the race into a caution and overtime. Elliott had to pit for new tires and fell back in the pack. Johnson, who had finished second, was later penalized for his car's rear alignment. He dropped to 40th place, and with the race going an extra five laps, the race ended up going 607.5 miles, the longest race by distance in NASCAR history. Elliott finished second for the second race in a row, followed by Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick. Last night, NASCAR kept it rolling in Charlotte with an Xfinity Series race. Kyle Busch scored his 97th career Xfinity Series win. He passed Austin Cindric for the win on turn three of the last lap in overtime. Tonight, a Truck Series race is scheduled, followed by another Cup Series race tomorrow night at 7. Then the series heads to Bristol, Tennessee for another Cup Series race on Sunday. 6:54 on FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's so great to finally be able to leave for vacation.
Come on, you didn't go into the office for weeks, so it was kind of like being on vacation.
Not even close, but I did have time to make some decisions.
Oh, me too.
You decided to just let your hair go gray now? I'm just saying, it's pretty much all gray now anyway, so why keep coloring it? What?
You know, so many of us have suffered a reduction in cash flow recently, and, well, we've just got to reduce expenses to help make up for it. A smart first step is to call Jack Green eNational Insurance today to see about getting a better rate on your homeowner's insurance, your wind coverage, and we all know how businesses have suffered. Jack Green has been helping large and small business owners save money on their commercial insurance for over 30 years. Find out how he can help your business stay in business. Call Jack Green today. 767-6550. 767-6550.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still have the left lane blocked off. Southbound 65 going to be between Airport and Government Street, backing up traffic into right two lanes. As you've got an accident, wreckers have been called out. No other delays, but we do have wet roadways, so be careful with showers that have moved through. Struggling to find the perfect Father's Day gift this year? The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne currently offering special Father's Day gift certificates for beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Discover more at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 656 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill has rain in our forecast this week. The good weekend coming up. We'll let him fill in the details shortly. You know, it's something we've talked about for a month or more on the show is that mask, whether to mask or not, has become a political signature. Having a mask on, which I think is silly. I think they're, you know, I think somewhere in the spectrum, there are conservatives that wear masks and liberals who don't, and, you know, everywhere in between. But it has generally become this this thing, you know, the signifier. To the point, I saw this on Twitter feed for Alyssa Milano.
Oh, boy.
So she's got a picture that says, "Show me your mask. Masks keep people safe and healthy. Show me yours. Ready, go." And she puts a picture up of herself, and then everybody's supposed to show your mask. There's Alyssa Milano in the car. I guess that's the husband and kids or whatever. She has a crocheted mask on.
No.
Crocheted mask on.
With the holes in it?
That's correct.
Oh, boy.
I mean, crocheted mask on. You know, what else you need to say? I mean, you've got a crocheted mask on, which means to me that is just a political signifier. It has nothing to do with health. It's just a signifier that you're wearing a mask.
That can't be real.
It's, I've seen it on our Twitter feed right there. She's sitting right there with a crocheted mask. So she's wearing it for just political effect because it has no healthcare reasoning. Y'all quit being, oh my gosh. We'll be right back.